Shalom Boker Tov. We are page Kuf Hey. We are on 16th of Iyar, which is the Sefirat Omer 31st. In 2 days we have Lag BaOmer. That's the day of Simcha, because that's the day you completed the Hod Shel Hod, and that is Malchut, really, Ora Malchut. That means you completed your Midot, looking at your five most important Midot, which are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, V'Hod Zechamishi. So that makes you 33, Hod Shebehod. And that's why that day, which is the highest level of judgment, when a tzaddik leaves the olam, it says immediately is filled up olam with that amount of chesed, because of tzaddik is missing. That's why at the beginning of the hod, Harav Balanes left.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And the end of the hod, which is hod of a hod, Rabbi Bar Shimon Bar Yochai. And this way they made sure that the most difficult week or the most difficult sefirah to be taken care of to the end of the tikkun. Now, let's look at Chelek Tet, that's Or Pinimi, on the second column, and looking at what in the Etz Chaim says, it says, Nukva de Zerampin. We have the Zerampin, which is the evolvement of Chochmah. Zerampin essentially is evolvement of the Chochmah. There is one or. And I like to go just one quick review that it started Or En Sof after the Tzimtzum, a Kav. Shehu Or Chochmah. Now, this Or Chochmah that comes from Keter has within it, the capability of producing a Ratzon Lekabel. The Or En Sof is, Or Keter is totally Or Lahashpia. But because this Or of Lahashpia wants to lahashpia, he requires to create a vessel that is ready to receive. So the light that comes from Keter to Chochmah is not that the Chochmah mishtokek, that Chochmah requests the light. It is because the Keter comes to Chochmah, and when the Or comes to Chochmah and goes through process of the Chochmah, by end of the process of Chochmah, Sefirah of Chochmah, there is a production of a Ratzon Lekabel. A Ratzon Lekabel Midgaber. This is not considered Shinui Tzura, because this Ratzon Lekabel was given to Chochmah by Keter. Now, at the end of the Chochmah is a Ratzon Lekabel. The next step is Bina. Bina mitracheka, makes herself on her own hitorerut. Not that the hitorerut came from above, but from her came a concept. She is her type of masach, her type of character, which is her masach. Says the following, I want to be rachok. Now, what is rachok? We said rachok is kinui of mi'ut. That means to reduce, by reducing the amount of the chokhmah that she needs to receive, she is becoming rachok. The more she reduces to receive Chochmah, the harchaka, to become far away from Chochmah, is more. Bina is that type of masach that causes harchaka. From where? From Chochmah. And what is the end of Chokhmah, process of Chokhmah? Ratzon lekabel. So Bina is to become hafuch, not to want the ratzon lekabel. Because of the masach of Harchaka, she receives or chadash, a new light, totally chadash, called chasadim. Because we said she is chafetz chesed. Now, Bina goes through a process too. This process is because of the aviyut, as we discussed. She increases the aviyut, but the aviyut is for reason of harchaka. Now, at the end of the Bina, what she has the light that to give? Chasadim. So the evolvement, the masach of Bechinat Gimel, which is Ze'ir Anpin, which is the Vav of Shem Hashem, is totally chasadim. However, because there is, again, Chayut, Mi'ut of Chokhmah still within Bina, because we said, if there is no Or Chokhmah, there is no Chayut, the Chayut of everything is Chokhmah. At the end of the process of Bina, there is again Hitgabrut of Ratzon Lekabel, and this we call Nekev Tzar, because it was Mi'ut, this amount, very much, just to her ara, it was not anymore Or Chokhmah, it was Ze'ir Anpin, a mute, a spark of Chokhmah, only Betoch, inside of the Or Chasadim that Ze'ir Anpin received from Bina. This we called, this Or Chasadim we called Derech Halon, that spark of the Ratzon Lekabel or Chokhmah that was within the Or Chasadim is called Nekev Tzar. However, we called Ze'ir Anpin Karov. He says, what is the concept of Karov? The concept of Rachok is Harchaka mi Chokhmah. The concept of Ze'ir Anpin is Hitkarvut Lechokhmah. He is chasadim, but he is karov lechokhmah. Why karov lechokhmah? Because chokhmah's ratzon is what? Lahashpia. And Ze'ir Anpin as well is lahashpia. But inside of this ratzon lahashpia there is only Ara Chokhmah. So Ze'ir Anpin is Karov. Now Ze'ir Anpin is going to give to Acharon Malchut. Again, Malchut receives Derech Halon, which is Or Chasadim, and Nekev Tzar, and again a spark in it, same way as Ze'ir Anpin received. However, Malchut is Rachok. Why Malchut is Rachok? Because Arav says, because of Mi'ones. She is not Rachok because of like Bina on her own hit or a root. Bina is Rachok, and we said defines Masach of Rachok because she on her own hit or a root. But Malchut did not make any hit or a root to be Rachok or Karov. She is Rachok Mi'ones. What that ones is, there is a Tzimtzum Aleph on Malchut. On nothing else there is no Tzimtzum Aleph. On Malchut there is a Tzimtzum Aleph. And this Tzimtzum Aleph idea is what? Not to allow the light to go to Bechina Dalet. That's called Mi'ones. She is Malchut totally. Only is her worry is absolutely not to allow the light to come in. Not that she not mishtokek, not that she doesn't want the chokhmah or the light to come in, but totally she doesn't want to receive the light because of tzimtzum aleph. Now let's go to tet. That was one quick. Slowly, the more we understand this process, the more we repeat it in our mind, we see the phases of everything in the world created. Is this as we discussed?
Pattern.
Everything. Pattern of everything. There is nothing. Boker tov lichvod harav. There is nothing in the world that doesn't go through this four process. Non-existence. Anything exists, this is its process. Now, and Rav is going to go through explaining this process over and over and over, and we see this is applicable in every aspect of our life, our made, our psyche, our spiritual aspect, our physical aspect. Everything is this. Yes, Adam.
We now receive the light and become a fuchot from Chokhmah in order to lashpia.
She asked for only, she doesn't want, she hitracheka. But that doesn't mean she doesn't have a chokhmah. She has a chokhmah, but she is hitracheka. That means she mi'ita it herself.
But in the story of Adam and Eve, the whole story is about receiving for oneself. That's why the chet.
Say that again.
The story of Adam and Eve, the whole pri hadat, it's about chet.
Yeah.
Receiving for oneself alone. According to Kabbalah.
Okay.
So that's kind of opposite, because what Bina is doing is wanting to share with Lashpia.
Now you are going into, because when you are in Adam and Chava, you are not in Bria. You are not in Atzilut.
Okay.
You are in Yetzirah. The Olam Yetzirah, the Masachim in Olam Yetzirah is different than the Masach of Bina.
Okay, so
we said Masach of Bina is Hitrachakut. אבל מסך of the Rampin is what? התקרבות. ומסך of מלכות is התרחקות, אבל מאונס. This is, the בינה is התרחקות, אבל ברצון התעוררות of עצמה. That's totally different. Two different worlds completely. They are הפוך in a way. Yes. Olam Yetzirah, we have three types of masachim. Olam Bria, we have only two types of masachim. Olam Atzilut, we don't have no masachim.
When
are we going to get to that? Huh? As soon as you go slowly, because this is the important of the whole thing.
No, but when we're going to get to
it. Here, let's go to Tet.
Let's
run to it. Here is Tet. Pirush. Because he says, what is now Nekev Nukva de Zerampin? What do we call with Nukva of Zerampin? Zerampin is the Vav, and the Nukva of Zerampin is the last Hey. Now, what is Nimshach? And she continues to receive La Or Derech Nekev V'chalon. Again, same, Nekev. Nekev, we said, is a Kinu, Shel, He'ara, Chokhmah. We said, why do you need that hara? It's because that's his chayut. It's got to survive to make it. But that small of chayut, what causes in you? Chisronot. It causes to you the imbalance. That small amount of chokhmah creates within you imbalance. It's very simple. Absolutely.
So that automatically exists regardless of whether it be with this in mind or not.
But remember always the whole start, the cause of the causes is what? It's Keter. Keter is right the seed. It's going to put Chochmah into process, Bina into process, Zerampin into process, and the He'acharon Malchut in the process. The Keter and Sof is not going to sit down with no movement. The light of Ein Sof will continue push its way to go back to the Kli. It won't stop its character. Lo Shiniti. You know, continues to push till the Kli receives the light. Even Bichna Dalet. The light comes back even to push for Bichna Dalet. Won't stop. Remember, we're dealing with two forces. Is the light is one thing. The Kli is something else. Let's go back. Adonai Echad, Ushmo Echad. Who is Adonai Echad? Who is Echad? It's Ein Sof. What? Or Ein Sof. Echad. Everything is Or Ein Sof. I don't know. Or Ein Sof. Now, what is Ushmo? The Ratzon Shel Or Ein Sof. Simple. It's a Ratzon Shel Or Ein Sof. There are two things, though. But they are Echad. Hu Echad, Ushmo Echad. There is this Ratzon is the Kli. Or is the Or. It has to be. And what is this? It's the Ratzon of Ein Sof. That's Shmo. That's Nekuda Emtzei. That's the Shekhinah. Zahu is Hovaya, who's Shekhinah? That's Hovaya, Zahor. Veshekhinah is Aratzon Shel. Now, who are you? You are you. But really, you? What is you? It's your Ratzon. What do I see? You or your Ratzon? I see your Ratzon. Because you show me what you want me to see. You show me your color eyes because you decided to show me that color. That partsuf. It's your Ratzon. Because really you is really your Ratzon. So whatever I see and whatever you present is your Ratzon. It's nothing else. Nobody else's Ratzon. It's your Ratzon. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, let's Ted. Pirush. Acharei shenitpashtet gimel bichinot avyud b'miluam. After the phase one, which is Chochmah, phase two, which is Bina, phase three, which is Zerampin, b'miluam. That means they became complete. They really went through all the process. Ad gamar itpashtuto shel Zerampin, up to the end of Zerampin, az nitorer ratzon lekabel. Again, we said that the end of each process, the Or Chochmah, whatever it is, there to bring about Hitgabrut Shel HaRatzon LeKabel. We said that the whole deal from the beginning was that when the light came from Keter into the system, into the Shem Havayah, was one thing, that there should be a Kli to receive the Ratzon, the Or Shel Ein Sof. So in reality, Hovaya, if I tell you what is Hovaya, what is Hovaya? It's a Ratzon Shel Ein Sof. Anywhere you see is a Ratzon Shel Ein Sof. Anywhere you sit down is his Makomo. It's Ratzon. If it is there, and if it's not there, it's a Ratzon Hashem. In the Choshech Ve'or, it's a Ratzon. Who created Choshech? Who created Choshech? Aratzon Hashem. And they say light comes out of Choshech. He goes into his something that he creates himself and comes out of it himself. It's all himself. So let's continue. He says, "Ve'az nitorer ratzon lekabel b'shi'uro hashalem haratzui lekabel, v'hu nikra b'chinat dalet o malchut o nukva de zerampin." או נוקבד זה רמפין, ובו היה הצמצום. אנדיס נוקבד הזה צמצום ענה. או באופן שמצומצם ואילך. אין הבחינה דלת הזה מקבלת עוד את האור אינסוף ברוך הוא. It's very simple. There is a צמצום not to receive אור אינסוף. ועל כן בחינת האביות שבה נקרא הרחקה. Because if you say no, I don't want to receive, that's called הרחקה. Now it's very important, this section. וגם בחינת בית מדרגות חלון ונקב צער כמו בזה רמפין שהשפעת הגדלות נקרא חלון. Now you remember we discussed katnut and gadlut? Yeah. What is katnut? Nekev tzar. What is gadlut? When you connect it to the chalon. Because first we receive what? First there is a ratzon lekabel. We are the kli. Always within us mitorer awakens first what? A ratzon lekabel, otherwise we won't move. Then we have to establish a masach of zerampin, which is our ruach. That means ratzon le'or chasadim. Lehitrachek mi'a ratzon lekabel. Malchut, which is the kli, which is the bichna dalet, which is the ratzon lekabel. His work is harchaka. Aval mi ones, because there is a tzimtzum, automatic. How do you think that you even know that you have a chisaron? How do you know that? How do you become aware you have a chisaron? How do you become aware you want a coffee? That's automatic. The ratzon lekabel within us automatically reveals itself. That's the process. Because this is from the ma'atzil. I cannot change that. I cannot say that I have a ratzon lekabel. The only thing that I have a choice is to become rachok. Me'a ratzon lekabel. And that's why he says, Shahashpa'at ha-gadlut, when it causes gadlut, nikra chalon. Vahashpa'at ha-katnut, nikra nekev tzar. This is when you get the hara, chokhma, ratzon lekabel, mitgaber, is katnut. When you connect to chalon, is gadlut. That's connecting hey to vav. Now you have to connect vav hey to yud hey. Then you made hashlama, shalem. Then you made shalom. And it's complete. That's why we have, as we had Tuesday class, and then I really recommend it, listen to it. It's many hours required really to understand why God gave deficiency. That's right. It's deficiency, shortcoming. Because here it is. There is a harchaka mi'ones. It's not harchaka. And then the Rav says here, let's continue. He says, שהשפעת הגדלות נקרא חלון והשפעת הקטנות נקרא נקב צער ויש הפרש גדול בין הרחקה שבבחינת בית, that is בינה, להרחקה שבבחינת דלת, which is the hey מלכות. כי הרחקה בית, בינה, היא הרחקה מרצון. מרצון. Remember what she is הרחקה מרצון. What רצון? רצון לקבל that came to חוכמה. She stays away from רצון הזה. בסוד הכתוב כי חפץ חסד היא, because she is in essence doesn't want this or called or חוכמה, which is רצון. It's a רצון of who? It's a רצון. That בא מאין סוף. That means she says to this or אין סוף, I want or חדש. I don't want this or. I want or חדש. I want or called חסד. להשפיע. Like you. That's בינה. והוא שחושקת, שחושקת לחסדים ולא לחוכמה. חושכת, חושקת לחסדים ולא לחוכמה. Now he says, similarity brings about what? Closeness, התקרבות, right? Now, the character of מלכות, hey אחרונה, is הרחקה. The character of hey שנייה is הרחקה too, but מרצון. What רצון? The רצון that is or חוכמה. Now, what is הרחקה of me honest, we said, to receive the light? He says, now what should I do? Should I have... She says, now you have to do הרחקה מהרצון לקבל שלך.
Now you have to do what?
הרחקה מהרצון לקבל שלך. That's הרחקה מהחוכמה שלך. ולהתקרב to receive what? חסדים, כי חפץ חסד. Then I would become similar to Bina. I have to make the הפוך. That's the בחירה. And when I become similar to Bina, that's עולם הבא, that is my תיקון. That's called תשובה. תשוב, hey. That means the hey האחרון הוא character is הרחקה מאונס. נעשה אור חדש. Not even bother about רצון לקבל.
But מאחוז has no choice because this מסך that מאחוז has is not by choice.
Now we will going to learn that how God at right this point gives you a choice. That's where it's all about. That you mishtokek, you want it, you have a bichna dalet. That's automatic. Always the bichna dalet is choshech. Always you're going to be hungry. Always you're going to have chisaron. And there is no way how far you will go. Still you will have chisaron because there is choshech.
But Bina established the way out. Bina established the way which is you receive.
Absolutely. So as long as there is chisaron, there is you are not complete. You cannot see joy. When something is complete, you complete. Do you have a possibility to see again complete? When something is complete? No. If it is, this cup is full of water, can you put more water? No. The only way that you can have a possibility again to pour into this cup water is when it becomes empty. And as long as it is empty, there is a possibility of filling it up. If it gets filled up, that's it. It's done.
So it's good.
Well, it's good. Finished.
I make a thing that you
but there is no end. Exactly. It's very good. So all your shortcomings are good. All your problems are good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. So there is no place to complain.
Can you say the difference between Kadmut and Gadmut would be if you took Yud K, Vav K, and it's Yud K, Aleph K? Is there such
Yud K? No, Aleph K? That's another form of Aleph K, Yud K. Yeah, but it's not complete, no. Now, only Aleph K, Yud K is not complete. It's, the whole Ma'avar has to be Aleph K, Yud K, Adne. There is the Ratzon at the end. Always the whole purpose was what? From Ein Sof, what was the purpose? To create something new that was not ever, and that was Ratzon Lekabel. So that Ratzon Lekabel has the Bechira Chofshi to act and make it Ratzon Lekabel Al Menat Lashbia. But the most important aspect is to bring about the concept of Ratzon Lekabel. This didn't exist. Reveal itself with the possibility of having free will. This did not exist ever. That's something new. Now, כהרחקה דבחינה דלת היא הרחקה מהרצון, בסוד הכתוב כחפץ חסד, שחושקת לחסדים ולא חוכמה, אבל הרחקה דבחינה דלת היא הרחקה מעונש. היינו מחכמת מסך שנתקן בבחינה דלת. There is a מסך that should be has a תיקון in בחינה דלת. There is a מסך that we're going to learn that this מסך got to come and say, okay, first the צמצום, if I am a מלכות for a second, please look at this cup. This is a מלכות. This is a כלי, right? There is automatically a מסך of צמצום א' on it. When the light comes through Gimel Bichinot, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and wants to go to Dalet, which is this Kli, what happens? Says, no. That's once, automatic. What happens? We said this Bichinot Dalet, the Aviyut of Bichinot Dalet, becomes a Kli for the nine Sefirot that is above this Kli. That means there is now a light revealed, only these nine sefirot. And inside this Kli is still Choshech, correct? But she was able to capture nine light here. Why she did this Tzimtzum? In order to capture this light. Now, what she is going to do with this light? Take it for herself or continue it? Continue it. That means the only thing that she has is to take this light that she captured, make it hafuch, and create nine sefirot here, and she become keter to it. How the neurons look into the brain? Isn't this a kav, an igul, and then a kav? Here on top of it is a kav. This we call chalon. This is nekev tzar. Created another set. Write down her again. The same that is here. That's the only thing she has. And to bring it down here. Another kav. Another Eser Sefirot. Who does this conversion? That's Shenetaken Bichina Dalet. Is the Masach that is overtakes Tzimtzum Aleph. Remember, Masach is Tolada Shela Tzimtzum Aleph. The first time that the light hits, the first time. The light is not going to leave you alone. The first time the light leaves, the Tzimtzum Aleph is automatic. After that, who is going to take this light that captured because of Tzimtzum Aleph in order to Lahashpia? Is the Masach that the Malchut creates. This is called Masach of Malchut. Now ask me questions, or give me a second. Let me bring some hot water, and Sasha can come back. Any questions?
What?
No,
I don't. No, because it's the next world.
Ask me questions, please.
It seems that the structure that you're talking about is subjected to many effects.
Oh. And so, everything.
Ideas, it's really subjective to things. It's strong, but it's vulnerable.
Because there is chisaron continuously. Because there is a possibility of katnut. There is a system is katnut gadlut. What again Tuesday's discussion is that shavu veratsu, moti velo moti. It's on and off. It's zero and one. Computer, how it works. On binary system, zero, one, zero, one. Off, on, off, on.
So we are still in Atzilut.
We are right now, we are far from Atzilut. We are totally, we are talking concept of or. Right now, only how this or evolves and sets patterns in order to define the four phases in everything.
So this is general structure.
That's the general structure right now.
Okay. And it changes according to the world.
And changes according to Avyut.
Avyut of the world.
Exactly. But each world causes a creation of another world.
Absolutely.
We will see that when we reach to Olam Atzilut, which is the machshava of creation, which is the Eser Sefirot, essentially. Everything was one day. Eser Sefirot was Akud. First there is, we will come to the world called Olam Akudim. Then after Olam Akudim, we see how Olam Akudim causes to create vessel. First one vessel to be able to handle all the light. That's called Olam Akudim. That's called Olam Keter. After Olam Keter is created, then there is the next Olam created, Olam Nekudim. Then there is Orot Shel Nekudim. Then after Olam Nekudim, there is another Olam called Verudim. Olam Verudim creates Atzilut. It's a long way to go to get to Olam called Atzilut. And in Atzilut only you have Eser Keilim, Eser Orot. In none of the above, in Olam Nekudim, you have Eser Keilim. But Eser Ketarim. That means you have 10 Keter, you don't have complete. That's Olam Nekudim. Then Olam Akudim, there is Kli Echad called Kli Keter, but Eser Orot. Have to, Bezrat Hashem, see this structure of how it's going to put together. And that's only in Adam Kadmon. When the Torah comes and says, in regards to Yaakov, Yaakov did Akudim, Nekudim, Verudim, the reference to this Olamot. This Olamot, first we have to understand how there is one vessel with 10 lights, then to understand how is 10 vessels but 10 keterim, the 9 other sefirot missing, that's called nekudim, that's asara nekud, that means point, 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 it's not complete, it's only a point. And then comes Olam Verudim, which is Eser Keilim with Eser Orot. That's called Sefirot.
And that's the establishment of the process.
That's the, absolutely from A to Z. That, in that Olam Atzilut is included Olam Bria Yetzira Asiya. There is a specific Masach at the end of Malchut of Atzilut. That Masach creates Olam Bria. Eser Sefirot Shel Olam Bria. And then there is another Masach in Olam Bria that creates Olam Yetzira. Then there is Kama Masachim in Olam Yetzira to create Olam Asiya. And on and on. Absolutely. No. The whole point is to complete the idea. And the idea is Atzilut. And Atzilut is what? It's total continuity. It's to be the closest to the Ein Sof and not be part of Ein Sof. To be closest to part Ein Sof and continue Ein Sof. But the process now is as such to receive and to give. And but always, if this process, there must be a taker.
And the process is Asher.
Is it, right now, yes, Rosh. It's to create the Rosh of everything. What is Rosh? That means only Nekuda, it's only a point. It's only a Keter. Now we have to create that goof for that Keter in order to all the Nekudim to become Meleim, that means to understand what is the point of everything. So what's your point? How many points there are? Ends of points.
So the whole process is a share.
It cannot be possibly only a share. It's only, there is much more than that. Why you say only a share? Yeah, he says, what's your name? He says, Asher, that's correct. It is what it is. It is what it is. But that doesn't define the totality by far.
No, but that's the process, that's a movement.
No, the process is Yabok, is Mavar. It's Aleph Ke, Yud Ke, and Adne.
I'm just trying to find a numerical value for Asher.
Well, Kibbezrat Asher, we'll get there. We have a wish that we go through the process quickly to come to the Shemot and to understand the Shemot, to come to the point of Shemot. We haven't even got to the letters yet. Because very soon, when we come to the world of Atzilut, we will understand the concept of Ta'amim, Nekudot, Tagim, Ve'otiot, and then when there is a such a thing, and that only happens after the partzuf of Sag Shel Adam Kadmon. We have a long way to go to Bezrat Hashem to come, but no, we are close to. Any other questions? Sure,
no,
let's...
What
had probably an emergency. Let's go to page Kafav. Let's read the heading. Meva'er inyan dalet olamot atzilut bira yetzira asiya. Here we're going to clarify the words of atzilut bira yetzira vahefresh beinehem. And what are the differences between these four worlds? Vebo vav inyanim. There are six subjects. Kol hapratim shebeolam atzilut nivchanim al panim dalet bechinot aviyut. Or anywhere you find any detail, or any olam, ba'olam atzilut nivchanim le dalet aspect. There is these four phases applies in everything. Ba'olam atzilut mitpashet ora en sof bili masach klal. Until olam atzilut, the light of Ein Sof comes bli masach. But we discussed, it's all masachim. But now the Rav is starting to discuss what is the difference between masach and masach. You have different type of masachim. Look at your body, look at the tree. There are different type of masachim in the world. What is masach? Like a filter. There are different type of masachim for different purposes. ומזווג דאכה של האור העליון במסך שבין אצילות לבריאה. There is זיווג דאכה. That means, what is זיווג דאכה? He says, remember in Ein Sof there was a masach put as Tzimtzum Aleph. The light wants to come to go to Bechina Dalet, hits the masach of Tzimtzum Aleph, returns, this is called Zivug Daka. This is called Zivug Daka because there is something that stops the light and returns the light. And because this stops, there is always a contact. But because of this contact, what happens? When you take two stones and they hit it against each other, what happens?
Spark.
There is the spark. That's Or Chozer. So when there is a Zivuk Da'aka Ben Or V'Masach, there is a spark, and that spark we call Or Chozer. Now, he says there is a Masach between Atzilut V'Briya. V'Mizivuk Da'aka, by striking and binding to this Masach Shebein Atzilut L'Briya, Yosod Eser Sefirot Da'olam B'Briya. You follow? So that means there is, at the end of the Malchut of Atzilut, there is a Masach. The light Mibichnat Aleph Bet Gimel comes to the end of the Atzilut. Before it goes to Malchut, there is a Zivuk Da'aka, and then there is a light, Or Chozer, there is a spark. That Or Chozer, whatever is captured, is really what?
Bria.
Olam Bria.
So Bria is only a spark of Atzilut.
Yeah, you got it.
Why did you say at the end of the Malchut?
Yeah, where the Masach is.
It should not go through Malchut.
Right.
Right,
I said it stops and you capture 9 sefirot. That 9 sefirot, we said it's going to convert and make with the malchut that did this a what? Eser sefirot shel olam bria.
The same thing with the Yitzhak. It's a spark of bria.
Bravo.
So we really are minimized.
Now, beautiful. I was waiting. You see how much we are minimized from and so.
That's not fair.
Who said it needs to be fair?
Sassy, you are together today?
Well,
does it feel better today?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Now, I promise you, in about 2-3 months, you totally will be different.
You get more sparks.
You will be able to reveal more sparks. Now here, let's go to Aleph. I want to read this Aleph. Aleph, Ein Masach Ba'olam Atzilut. Now, this concept of Ein Masach Ba'olam Atzilut, we just 2 seconds ago, we said the light came to this Chalal, started with the Masach. So what you're saying, that all the way to Olam Atzilut, Olam Atzilut, by the way, is after Olam Kadmon finishes. And Olam Kadmon creates 5 Partsufim before all that. He says, how did you, this happens? Here, let's read Ari, Aleph. Harei hem dalet bechinot, asher bahem yuvdalu pratei atzilud, mineya ubeya. Aval kulam hem bilti masach klal o ikar, velachen nikra olam atzilud, ki or ha'ensof atzmo, o nitpashet bekulo bilti masach. Now let's go and explain what it is. Harehem dalet bichinot. There are 4 phases. Asher bahem yivdalu, that there is a differentiation between the parts of atzilut mineya ubeya. That means this light comes from above mineya ubeya, from above to below.
Mineya ubeya is above to below.
From above to below. Whenever we say Minea Ubeya, that means it comes from him, from above to below. The food to your stomach goes how? How the food goes to your stomach?
From above to below.
From above to below. Minoya Ubeya. And we're going to see that after Adam Kadmon's head was full of it, he wanted to say something, He said, and he started to create his body. He says, hey, I am a head, I need body. So the body got created. Until you don't say, hey, I need body, your body doesn't wake up. Look at your toes and say, toe, move. The toe moves. Until you don't pay attention to a toe, and tell him move, he's not going to move. You want to move finger? You pay attention to the finger, move. And then it moves. Who told it? your head. Remember that. This is not automatic. He doesn't have a head. The finger doesn't have no head.
So you need desire for everything.
Everything is in the head. If the head doesn't tell to the finger move, it's not going to move. That, exactly, but that desire gets created first where? In the head. The Eser Sefirot Shel Rosh. That's your Asher. That's why Aleph Kei Yud Kei is Keter. It's not goof. It requires goof and requires sof. That's why it's goof is Hovaya. His sof is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud 65 plus Hovaya 26. Plus Aleph K Yud K 21, it becomes 112 Yabok. Derech Ma'avar Yavok Avar Yaakov. And until you don't go through all this Ma'avar, you're not complete, you're not Israel. When Yaakov went through Ma'avar, Va'avar Adonai, El Panav, Va'amar Adonai, Adonai. What can I say?
In a sense, Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Vav of this tree.
As well, is everything. He is the Vav, but the Vav reveals itself. In the Vav, it reveals himself. In the Vav, it reveals. Up till before Vav, Yud Kei is concealment again. From Vav Kei starts revelation. That's why you are responsible for the Vav Hei more than anything else. And the Tikkun is the Vav Hei, really. The Tikkun is the Tikkun of Vav Hei. Because Vav Hei, Amalek penetrates till Vav, cannot go to Olam Elyon. Amalek is part of Olam Tachton. Let's go and read the Aleph Or Pnimi. Ki ze klal. This is a klal. That means, remember this. This is axiom. She'ein aviyot o masach yacholim lemait. Ein. There is no way that aviyot. U'masach. What is the masach? What is really masach? Masach is that entity that is on Malchut. To make sure to make the Ratzon Lekabel into Ratzon Lashpia. That's called Masach. You don't have a Masach, that means you don't have the capability, the hit or a root, the awakening to make your Ratzon Lekabel to Ratzon Lashpia.
The Masach is the difference between Katnut and Katnut.
Exactly. Katnut is when you are Ratzon Lekabel. Nekev Tzar. Gadlut is the Chalon. That means you let the light to leitpashet, but betoch haChalon there is a Ara shel Chochma. Aval Ikar or Chasadim. That means your Ikar, your essence, should be Chasadim. However, for your existence, you continue receiving Chochmah. But your Ikar of existence is Chasadi. Ki ze klal she'ein aviyud u'masach yacholim lemaet o lifkom milemala lemakom giluyam afilu kol shehu. That means the aviyut of a tachton cannot affect the elyon, the aviyut of elyon. That means this aviyut does not affect above, only affects for below. Masach is only there, the light that you captured, to make sure, to make it a ratzon lashpia. Where this first, this masach, this idea developed itself?
The idea of masach?
This idea.
The bina?
Bravo. 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 And don't forget this. This is the totality of the secret. This development, this whole creation of this concept was not developed in Chochmah, was not developed in Ein Sof. It was specifically developed only in Bina. It was Bina that cultivated this idea, this hit or a root. That's why the essence is Shema. Shema is Ozen. Ozen ze Bina. Because the totality of the creation and decisions and the processes is here in Ozen. It's not in Ayin, it's not in your head, it's not in your Sechel. It's here, it's to what you listen. That's the most powerful part of you. That's why Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. In the Shema, the Smach, the Simcha. Only there you can bring Shelimut. Lama Shin Mem Shel Hashma Va'alev Chet Shel Ha'echad. The Smach. Boker Tov L'Chvod Rav. Okay, now let's go quickly. We have a few more minutes. ואף על פי שהוא על החוזר, נאו, מקבל גלם, אפילו כלשהו, אף על פי שהאור החוזר עולה בסיבת מסך שבכלי מלכות, או מלביש ממנו ולמעלה לכל תת ספירות כולה, זה אור חוזר בכזב תיס מסך, מלביש, creates ליבוש, כלי, for nine ספירות that is above it, כן נזכר למעלה, כוח אביות שבמסך אינו מתעלה למעלה. כוח of אביות of this מסך does not go up כלום, לפי כך נחשבת תת ספירות האצילות שהם בלתי מסך כלל ועיקר. That means, follow what it says. We said this cup is the מלכות of אצילות. Look at, I am talking only Atzilut. This is the world of Atzilut, world of Machshava. We will understand this world. But take it always. Whenever we want to talk in spirituality, in Ruchaniyut, we talk about Atzilut. Why? Because only there is a Masach of Tzimtzum Aleph on the Malchut of Atzilut. On this cup, where I put my hand on top of it. But above this Malchut of Atzilut, there is nine Sefirot. What is the aviut of this cup? It's truly Bichina Dalet. That's why there is a Tzimtzum Aleph on it. But in these nine Sefirot that now, because of the Or Chozer Shel HaMalchut, Bichina Dalet of Atzilut was captured, nine Sefirot, there is a light inside here. Is there any Masach inside this light? None. That's what the Rav means. That inside here, when you go into Atzilut, above this Masach, which is on the Malchut of Atzilut, the light there, there is no such a thing as Masach. It's all Or Ein Sof.
So the Masach of Atzilut is our doubt.
That's why when you go to Amida, oh no, that's far. Excuse me. You go to Amida, it's Olam Atzilut. Keter Yitnu. That's why you are totally in Gadlut, totally in the aspect of no Masach. There is no Masach Mavdir. It's literally tapping into the highest level of energy available to you as per your Madriga. It all depends where you are. Bravo, you are coming now to explain. In these nine Sefirot, the first nine Sefirot, there is no Masach. It says no Masach. And we showed it, why not? Because this is the first Masach. We are talking Olam Atzilut. Now, let's follow. It becomes simpler than this. שהן בלתי מסך כלל ועיקר, ואף על פי מבחינים הרבה מסכים גם בעולם הצילות, even though that they are הרבה מסכים, they are a lot of מסכים in עולם הצילות, כגוון מסך דה פה, look at this, פה of עולם הצילות, of course, there is a מסך, ודחזה, and then there is a חזה, there is a מסך, שזה נוהג בכל פרצוף פרטי שבאצילות, העניין הוא שאינם מסכים ממש. Those מסכים are not really absolutely מסך, אלא הם מהתקללות התחתון בעליון. Now this, I emphasize that I'm going to stop here, because what is the idea of this מסך it was? To take the רצון לקבל, which is below it, and convert it. So the inside this masach, there is embedded an idea. Inside this masach, embedded idea of what? To create the one below. Continuity. Continuity. This masach idea, he's going to do everything. It's a structure got to be, a system, a process, a power, a koach. An aviut, all those are the names applicable, to cause, to create, tachton. Tachton from where? From malchut. Why? So malchut has the possibility to become keter, and keter is totally ratzon lashbia. Did I explain myself right now?
Yeah.
Because that's the key. Wasn't the keter up there was totally ratzon lashpia and made chokhmah to be a ratzon lekabel, and then bina said harchaka mi ratzon lekabel kibla chasadim. So if you're chasadim, you wanted chasadim, therefore create an entity called zerampin that is ikaro chasadim. However, התגבר הרצון לקבל הערה מעוטה. That's why I call this name Zeirampin. And this Zeirampin comes at the end. Nukva of Zeirampin is as well receives like Derech Halon ונקב צער. This is Olam Atzilut. This Halon is going to be cancelled for Malchut. It's going to be only Nekev Tzar. By the way, but at this meantime, we will get there. At this meantime, we said the moon and the sun, both of them received from Bina, which is Chalon and Nekev Tzar. At first, both of them received the same light. They were equal. Later on, the Malchut comes and complains about the system. But in any case, Malchut, נוקבה של זרמפין receives דרך חלון ונקב צער, אבל שהיא רחוקה. רחוקה, but not because of הרצון, but because of מאונס. Now, the מסך on this מלכות is not anymore צמצום א', is a תולדה, is the Tzimtzum afterward creates such a masach that is able to take whatever light that was captured because of Tzimtzum, this malchut to be able to convert. The koach that makes this conversion, makes this tolada, makes this ben, makes this tachton, is this masach. This masach is 120, 10 times 12. That's why you have 12 hours of the day, 12 hours of choshech, 12 months, 12 tribe, 12 combination of Shem, Yud, K, Vav, K. 12 combination of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, not 12, 24 combination of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, which is inclusive of 12 choshech, 12 alight. And 12 combination of Aleph K Yud K. Now look how many combinations there exist.
worlds created, even though right now...
Oh yeah, continuously. We make worlds and machrivam, and we destroy them. Every time there is a mitah, there is a destruction. Every time a receiving with the eyes is a destruction. It is the end. You make a world, God allows you to create a world and destroys the world. Whose world? Your world. Keeps on destroying it. Makes the world, destroys it, makes the world. And out of the destruction, you create a complete. You learn to create a world that won't destroy.
So if Malchut wants to receive its light from Kav, it has to go through Derech Kav. That's
Malchut forever and ever and ever will be in Choshech.
Right, but there's two.
As long as there is Tzimtzum Aleph, Malchut always will be in Choshech. It will be only temporary. Just for Chayut. Just for Chayut. Now, the Malchut is what we are talking, is not your body only.
Yeah, I know.
Your body needs to sustain itself because that is part of nature.
Right, I know that. There's different pictures you can look at this, but what I'm saying is if Malchut wants
what's
to
your Malchut life, really? What's your Malchut?
Personally?
Yeah. Malchut? You, your Malchut. What's your identity?
Is what I'm made of.
What are you made of?
My personality.
What's your personality?
My shortcomings, as you mentioned.
All this comes from what?
Malchut.
From one thing, Ratzon. That's your Shmo. That's your name. That's what defines you, who you are. That defines you how you look. That defines you how you present yourself.
Yeah.
That defines you what kind of character you have. That defines you
my
every mood of you.
My identity.
Okay, but your identity is not only your. We understand identity. It's
characteristics are there.
I don't understand
that.
The identity, your essence.
I don't understand that her malchut is her chisaron, for she mentioned
her ratzon.
Malchut shelcha is a chisaron shelcha?
No, who said there is a chisaron? It's that identity creates and reveals all the chisronot in you too. No, no, your Malchut is your Ratzon, period. Shmo is your Ratzon. Shmo, numerical value, is Ratzon. Finish. It says, what is who you are? Your Ratzon is who you are, really.
Yeah.
Your character is because of your Ratzon. Your Chisronot is because of your Ratzon. Your true vessel is your Ratzon. Your midot, that's correct, is defined in your Zerampin. That's correct.
Zerampin connects to the many lives you have lived.
Okay.
So the characteristics based on your eternal self.
How much you have matured and you processed. How far you have come. How far you have transcended.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
You know, so what we see is not what we see just since you brought yourself as an example.
Who brought you to here?
But that depends on whether you're talking about Neshama or Ruach.
Any level you have all this, whichever level you have the five or eight. But who brought you here? You brought you, your Ratzon.
The,
what is Kav? Kav is Derech Chalon.
That's what I said.
Yes.
And if you want to go Derech Igul, that's when you have Ekevzah.
There is no two choices. No, they are comes together. It's not
they
two different ways.
These two come together?
Is for you either to create the Masach properly or not to create the Masach on you. That's the choice.
Right. But there is two ways to receive the light.
Which
the Malchut,
light?
How does the Malchut receive light? You said Chalon and Nekevza.
Right.
Okay. In order for me to receive light from Chalon, I have to go Derech Kav. And if I want to receive the light, that's when I go.
No, when I go to Chalon.
To Igul with that kav.
When I say Chalon, the Chalon, betocho nekev tzad. There is a Heara Chochma. Otherwise, I am good doing. I'm not creating Or Chozer.
The Heara Chochma, it is nekev tzad.
It is in Chalon.
Right, but the Chasadim is the Chalon.
Yes, but Chalon is Or Chasadim. That is, there is Heara of Chochma in it called Nekev Tzad.
So they both come at the same time.
Yes.
So they're not, they're one identity.
That's
they're
right.
One entity.
That's right. That said, that's there's Or Chadash. Yes. There's no two ways. There is either receive it there Chalon Nekev Tzad or.
Right.
Halon. Just
right, but you said there is a process of kadmut and gadlut.
Yeah.
So they come together.
Yes. Yes. Isn't that the tremendous enough chasadim that a baby gets born?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it comes with or nefesh. We will understand. You think that the first light that comes in the system is nefesh. It's not.
No, I understand that.
No. It's not that simple. It's the Malchut receives five lights, but the Keter doesn't receive the five lights. We're going to see.
Of course not.
So then the revelation is only on the level of Nefesh.
Right.
It's not level of Ruach. Slowly you have to go through the process Katnut, Gadlut, until you complete the Keter into Yechidah too. You bring Yechidah into Keter too. But we will see, Olam HaKudim, it's only revelation. All this light that we are talking only was first revealed on the level of Nefesh. The level of Yechidah hasn't been revealed. Neshama hasn't been revealed. We are not even in Olam HaBa yet. Never mind Yechidah.
But I didn't go there.
Shabbat Shalom.